Mindful movement. Starting in a standing mountain posture. Becoming aware of your presence standing here in this space. Maybe taking a louder breath to draw your attention to your body standing here, breathing in this moment. And then allowing your eyes to close if that feels comfortable for you, or lowering your gaze. Connecting with the act of standing. Becoming more deeply aware of our posture and the gentle movements our body makes to simply stand here in stillness. And now gently but actively increasing the movements whilst maintaining that sense of embodiment and connection with each adjustment we make. So placing your feet hip width apart and then placing the inner sides of the feet together and exploring whatever feels best for you. Becoming aware of where your weight is placed across the soles of the feet. Maybe exploring the movements you make in the feet by lifting your toes, spreading them slightly before placing them gently back down. Maybe exploring moving the weight from one foot to the other. Perhaps by resting into the ball pad of one foot and lifting the heel on the other foot. Shifting your weight slowly and purposefully from one foot to the other. Perhaps moving the weight to the ball pads in both feet as you lift both heels. Before softly placing the heels back down. Simply becoming aware of the gentle movements your body is making. And maybe noticing how and where the movements flow through the whole body. Maybe resting back and standing in stillness. Then with interest, guiding your attention through the legs, exploring any physical sensations here. Becoming aware of the tilt of the pelvis. And encouraging finding the neutral tilt by rotating the pelvis slightly forwards and backwards. When in a neutral position, the pelvis will support the spine. Maybe noticing the alignment of the legs, spine and head so you become aware of standing upright and tall like a mountain, and noticing if you're leaning forwards or backwards. Now perhaps exploring a sense of extending and lifting through the spine and upper body. Bringing awareness to the front and sides of the body as well as the back and the spine. Perhaps encouraging the shoulders to ease away from the ears and to roll gently down your back. allowing your arms to rest by your sides. Maybe extending through the arms and down into the fingertips. Perhaps exploring the sensations as you move each finger from the little finger to the thumb. Perhaps expanding movement through the arms, gently rotating, shaking or swinging them. Maybe even shrugging the shoulders and releasing them, as though awakening this part of the body. Engaging with the sensations of the movement as you're making them. Coming once again to standing in stillness. Perhaps drawing your chin in slightly, encouraging length in the back of the neck, and noticing this adjustment throughout the whole of the upper body. Becoming aware of any facial expressions or tightness, encouraging a softness here. So widening your attention to your whole body standing here. Standing here, a sense of your presence in this space, in this moment. Perhaps exploring the sense of your physical body as a connection to the present moment, as an anchor. And now moving in mountain posture to a full body stretch. So being aware of the whole body and then gathering your attention and taking it to the shoulders, arms and hands. On an inhalation, slowly raising your arms above your head. Holding the posture and breathing normally. And then lowering your arms on an exhalation. And then continuing this movement in time with your own breathing. Inhaling and raising your arms above your head. Breathing normally as you hold the posture, simply exploring the movements your body's making. And then on an exhalation, gently lowering the arms. And then standing in mountain posture. And tuning into the sensations in the body, having made this movement. This time exploring a variation of the stretch by raising the arms and the heels. Either keeping the feet hip-width apart or joining the feet together. Perhaps getting a sense of being grounded through the feet. And then lifting up through the body to the crown of the head. Inhaling and extending the arms up as before. And placing the weight into the ball pads of the feet and lifting the heels off the floor, resting on the ball pads. If the heels don't lift, simply exploring the shift in weight. Lifting up through the legs and body to extend as far as is comfortable. Then on an exhalation, gently and purposefully shifting the weight back onto the soles of the feet and lowering the arms. So inhaling, lifting and extending. Breathing normally whilst holding the posture. And exhaling whilst lowering the arms. Exploring the stretch and movement, however large or slight that may be. Maybe feeling the stretch from deep within the body to the surface of the skin. exploring the different levels and subtleties of this movement. And returning to mountain posture. Now going into a side stretch. Inhaling and raising the left arm above the head if possible, and placing the right hand on the side of the right thigh. Alternatively, placing both hands on your hips. Exhaling and leaning over to the right side. Resting there as you explore the boundaries of the stretch. Maybe noticing if you're leaning forwards or backwards. And encouraging the body to be in line with the legs. Inhaling and returning to the mountain posture. Simply resting in awareness here for a moment. Then inhaling and raising the right arm above your head and sliding the left hand down the left thigh. Exhaling and stretching gently to the left side. Maybe noticing the flowing effects of the movement from the tips of the fingers to the soles of the feet. Holding the posture and breathing normally, exploring each sensation. And continuing in time with your own breathing. Inhaling, raising the arm, stretching over to the side. Holding the posture. And then returning to the mountain posture. Exploring each gentle change and movement along the way. Maybe there's a tightness across the skin or in the muscles and joints. Maybe you notice the increased heartbeat or warmth or sense of release from the stretch. And returning to mountain posture and simply checking in. Now moving into a gentle twist. So bringing awareness to your whole posture from the soles of your feet and the weight placed here to the alignment of the legs, pelvis and the lift in the body. Noticing the shoulders, arms and face. Experiencing the sensations within the body with a beginner's mind, with interest and softness. And encouraging the hips to remain forward facing. And on an inhalation, standing a little taller and lengthening through the spine to create some space between the vertebrae. Exhaling, turning the body to the right. Making the movement from the base of the spine through the chest to the crown of the head. Perhaps bringing the left hand to the side of the right hip and the right hand to behind the left buttock, or allowing the arms to move gently and freely with the movement. Returning to stand in the mountain posture on the exhalation. Inhaling, standing a little taller. Exhaling and rotating in the opposite direction. Perhaps keeping the chin in line with the breastbone, being careful not to overturn in the neck. Finding a rhythm and pace to suit you in this movement, in this moment. Encouraging length and straightness along the spine on an inhalation and a rotation on the exhalation. Becoming aware of the movements from the centre of the body to the surface of the skin. A and then returning to stand in a neutral mountain posture. And now moving into a balance, perhaps making the connection of the feet on the floor and the physical sensations throughout the whole body. Becoming aware of your breathing. Maybe releasing the shoulders away from the ears, drawing the chin in, standing tall. And then taking the weight mainly into the left foot and lightly resting the right foot on the floor. Noticing the shifts and movements that occur throughout the whole body. Then raising the right leg off the floor. If the foot does not lift off the floor, then exploring the balance by observing the shift in the weight and the subtle movements the body makes to adjust. There's no particular way to balance, merely exploring the experience however it is. Then returning to mountain posture and checking in. Shifting the weight onto the other leg and exploring how it feels on this side. Noticing any thoughts, feelings that may arise. Learning to be with the experience beneath any layers of thought, judgment, desire, or fear. So being in the movement, in the moment. Now coming to stand in mountain posture. Maybe noticing the heartbeat, the rhythm of the breath, the weight of the body on both feet, and any sensations in the body in this moment. Now gently moving into some spinal curls. Placing your feet hip width apart, or slightly wider if you have tighter hamstrings, with the knees pointing in the same direction as the feet. Moving downwards on the exhalation, when in the posture, breathing normally, and uncurling back to standing on the inhalation, very slowly raising the head. On an exhalation, drawing the chin towards the chest and gently curling the shoulders, upper back, then lower back and abdomen down towards the floor, keeping the chin tucked in if possible, and allowing the knees to bend as you move. Rolling down vertebra by vertebra until your arms and upper body are hanging lightly down towards the floor like a gentle waterfall. Maybe noticing any tightness in the back and being here with interest, opening and softening to the experience as best you can. It may be that your body moves very little and the chin only slightly tilts. Accepting this is your experience and exploring the sensations of these movements in the body. If there is a chair nearby, it may be more comfortable to take your hands to rest on the seat of the chair rather than to the floor. Noticing the areas of softness and ease, as well as the areas of tightness and discomfort. Resting here, breathing normally, and mindfully uncurling on an inhalation. Repeating the movement in time with your own breathing, mindfully curling down on the exhalation. Resting and exploring the natural rhythm of the breath in the posture. And uncurling and returning to mountain posture on an inhalation. After the next curl down, mindfully moving to be on your hands and knees. Place in the hands underneath the shoulders, maybe spreading the fingers and palms of the hand so there's sensitivity and connection in the hands with the support. So grounding through the hands as you did through the feet in mountain posture. Becoming aware of the wrists and lifting up through the arms. Maybe encouraging the shoulders to ease away from the ears. Becoming aware of the length of the spine. Exploring the neutral tilt of the pelvis. And placing the knees underneath the hips, hip width apart. Noticing where the shins and the top of the feet connect with the support. And feeling the support beneath. And becoming aware of your breathing. Feeling the whole sense of yourself, body and breath in this posture. Now moving into a cat stretch, to gathering your attention and directing it to the pelvis. Exploring the movement through the spine as on an exhalation, tilting your pelvis, directing the sitting bones towards the floor. Extending through the spine like a cat stretching. Exploring the sensations as you lengthen and extend the spine, vertebra by vertebra, lowering the crown of the head towards the floor. Being sensitive to your boundaries with this movement, exploring deep within the body. Breathing naturally in the posture, and on the inhalation, reversing the movement by changing the tilt of the pelvis, lowering the abdomen towards the floor, and lifting the crown of the head towards the ceiling. Continuing this movement in time with your own breathing. Exhaling, rounding and extending the spine, lowering the crown of the head towards the floor. Inhaling and lowering the tummy towards the floor and lifting the crown of the head upwards. Then come into the neutral position and explore in this moment. And from here, we're going to move into a puppy dog pose. Now bring in your big toes together, knees remaining where they are. And then slowly walking your hands forwards, lengthening through your spine. Maybe becoming aware of the length through the arms, releasing your shoulders away from your ears as you walk the hands forwards as far as is comfortable. Moving your buttocks backwards, so keeping them high, but moving them gently away from your hands. So lengthening through your whole upper body. And then lowering the forehead to the floor. Lifting the elbows and wrists off the floor if possible. Drawing the tummy gently towards the spine. And breathing naturally and exploring your body and breath in motion. And then gently walking your hands back, so you're on your hands and knees. Now mindfully moving onto your back. Becoming aware of your alignment as you do so, and adjusting it to become as straight as possible. So you're lying down, placing the soles of the feet on the floor and bending your legs. Then lifting the buttocks a little off the floor and moving them slightly towards your heels. And then mindfully placing them back down, creating length and space in the spine. You may also wish to lift the head and lengthen the back of the neck before placing the head back down. Becoming aware of the points of contact with the support. Maybe allowing the body to release deeper into the support on an exhalation. Getting a sense of your presence, here and now. We're going to move into a spinal rotation, bringing the arms to rest at shoulder height as though making a T-shape with your body. On an inhalation, encouraging length in the spine, and on the exhalation, lowering both knees together, if possible, to the right side. Noticing the movement in the spine, body and hips. Maybe turning the neck in the opposite direction to the knees. Noticing if there's any tightness along the way, and if so, gently resting there in awareness, with kindness. Maybe opening and softening to the sensations before continuing the movement. Bringing the knees back to a neutral position on an inhalation. Simply resting in awareness here for a moment. And then moving the knees to the left side. And rotating the head to the right side. Moving on an exhalation. And returning to the neutral position on the inhalation. Exploring the experience, each movement as you make it. Dropping beneath any layers of thinking, worrying, fearing, or judging. Then returning to the neutral position. And finally finding a resting posture. So maybe drawing your arms back to rest by your sides. Perhaps turning the palms to face the ceiling if that's comfortable for you. And exploring the movement through the length of the arms as you make this movement. Perhaps encouraging the shoulder tips back and the shoulders to move gently away from the ears. Lengthening through the spine and allowing the upper torso to rest into the support. Becoming aware of the buttocks and legs. And either keeping the legs bent or straightening the legs and resting them gently on the support. Holding your whole body in awareness. Simply resting here in stillness. A sense of your presence in the here and now. Becoming aware of your breathing. Tuning into the sense of the body and breath as one. Maybe allowing the body to rest a little deeper into the support with every exhalation. And maybe guiding your attention through the body from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet. And if you notice any tightness or discomfort, maybe encouraging the breath to explore this area. Softening on an inhalation and releasing on an exhalation. Allowing your whole body to feel the support. Maybe granting it permission to release completely into that support. Inhaling and softening. Exhaling, releasing. If your mind is drifting, returning your attention to focus on the body and the breath in the body. Simply lying here exactly as you are. Now tuning into the space around you, maybe noticing any sounds, the temperature. And in your mind's eye, picturing the space you're in. After the sound of the bell, gently stretching if that would feel right for you, before rolling onto your side and resting in awareness here for a moment. And then mindfully placing your hand in front of your chest to help you move to a seated position.